Hello, welcome to BGM Podcast. It's William, Nathan, and special guest star Ryan, and we are going to be listening to some music and talking about it. Let's kick it off with this first song right now. That was the first song on our list. It was officially titled Pup Celebration Score and Paw Patrol Mighty Pups Save Adventure Bay.
That was rocking.
Yeah. There was something.
It made me laugh because at first I was like, oh, you know, it's cute, a little dancing. And then, like, out of nowhere, it becomes a ska song, you know.
Yeah, baby. So I got a little theme going with my two picks.
Oh, we got a something. Yeah, but no, I mean, that song was fun. I enjoyed it. It was really light. I could see it being in a kid's game.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was, I remember when we played it for Game Pass. I was listening to the song. I was like, okay. All right.
So that song really stuck with you, I take it.
It did. I wrote down my notes, and I saw it when I was picking my song. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get this one off the hook.
So now when you go play those games on Game Pass, you're no longer, hey, that game sucked. You're like, oh, wait, game sucked. But hey, that song.
It's definitely happened before.
Yeah. And hey, Paw Patrol. Keep up the good work.
It's not bad. Fans. It reminds me a lot of those kid type of games, kind of.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a song that would be in like Crash Bandicoot or something.
Yeah, I would say so.
Transformative, I would say that review is.
Yep, more than meets the eye, definitely.
Yeah. Nice.
Or more than meets the ear, rather. All right, well, I always like picking games from my childhood whenever we do these, and I'm going to be picking one from Chrono Trigger, and it is called Peaceful Days. Thank you. And that song was actually by Yasunori Mitsuda. Classic game. My favorite RPG of all time.
Nice.
I could play that game anytime. There's a bunch of different endings for that one as well. The game's got a lot of really great tracks in there too that just really sound really nice. And it just takes me back every single time I hear one of those songs.
Yeah, no, Chrono Trigger is just an incredible game. Did you grew up playing Chrono Trigger? Like, you had it as a kid? Like,
yeah, I had it on my Super Nintendo.
Hell, that's
yeah.
Awesome. That's right. Really cool.
I was going to say, I rebought it too for the 3DS. Got to nice. Play it on the DS as well. So it was just as fun as I remember. It still holds up really well. If you're a big fan of turn-based RPGs, I can't recommend it enough. Buy the whole soundtrack too. The whole soundtrack is great. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, that was a really nice song. That was peaceful.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's what I would say. Like, as soon as I got it, I was like, oh, that was really peaceful. And then I took a second look at the name. It's like, oh, perfect. Okay.
Wait, what was the name?
Peaceful Days.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look at that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it takes place in the Chronos homeworld, the main character's homeworld. You hear it. It's one of the first songs you hear when you introduce the character. So it kind of sets the tone, like, oh yeah, everything's in a great move before it starts getting really dark.
Great pick, Ryan.
What's your pick, Nathan?
So my pick coming up, we'll just hop right into it. It's a Game Boy game, and it is Yu-Gi-Oh! The Eternal Duelist Soul, and the song is called Versus Shady. Let's get right into it. Thank you.
Yu-Gi-Oh doesn't have to go off that hard.
I can't tell you how happy I am that you picked a song from that game, because I used to play that game all the time.
Really?
On my Game Boy Advance.
Dude, I traded a Game Boy episode of SpongeBob. You remember when they did that for this game? Best trade with a kid at school in my life. I played so much of this game.
For an one episode of SpongeBob?
It had like two episodes. It had like two episodes on it. But it...
Damn.
Yeah.
You traded out big time. That was a big trade.
I mean, I'm a SpongeBob head. Don't get me wrong. But...
One time I traded a kid at school a colored Easter egg. Like, they're selling like hard-boiled eggs that were like food-safe painted.
Okay.
And he really wanted one, and I traded an egg for Link's Awakening on the Game Boy.
Whoa.
If his parents found out about that, they'd be so mad.
He brought that offer up to me. It wasn't like I was scamming him.
You want Link's Awakening for a boiled egg?
He was pressuring me. He was like, I really want one of those eggs.
I love that. Okay. Well, hey, he wanted an egg, you know. Maybe he's on separate podcast.
We were both happy.
Yeah.
We were both happy about that trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I think that's always fun.
Yeah.
Fun part
I remember those days when we hung out at school.
But no, Eternal Duelist Soul, it's my favorite Yu-Gi-Oh game because I think it's really simple. It's probably the most simple Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Yeah, isn't it like because you have like a different world or different like leagues, and each one has like five different duelists, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah, it's like five. Yeah, and you have to beat them like a certain amount of times to move on to the next one.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun playing that. I used to play that game for hours.
Yeah, it really is a good game.
That was my toilet time game.
Nice, perfect. And then this playing, I think the music in this game is really it's underrated, because like I remember sitting in the back of the car playing on my SP with the volume barely notched up to not disturb anybody to listen to the music. And there's certain duelists I'd listen to or just fight against just to listen to music, and this is the one that sticks in my head. Just really catchy. Will, what's up next?
Oh baby, y'all remember the slide song in Mario 64?
Oh boy, do I.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A rendition of that from Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics 2014 Sochi Games.
Oh,
let's fucking kick it off, huh?
Let's go. We'll be right back.
You're all about that ska this week, aren't
ska
you?
Yeah, theme, ska baby. Week. I'm wearing my Aquabats shirt. It's ska Damn. Day, baby.
You got your checkered fans on. Mm-hmm. You got your shorts.
Yeah, if this is a video podcast, you would have seen his skank. He was going hard.
I was
over there.
Going off. You mm-hmm. can see my chain wallet, my pork pie hat.
Your real big fish shirt.
My real big fish shirt and tie.
Of course. Not wearing pants. Know,
my Mighty Mighty Boss Tones patch. You might have seen that. You might have seen my, I don't know, my cool checkerboard sunglasses.
If Dude. Only this was a video medium.
If only
you could see it.
If only. But no, that song rocked. It was great. It was fun.
I like that song a lot from the first game. It was really cool to hear a different cover of it.
Yeah. That's what I liked about it. It was like nostalgic to hear that song again, but it also felt really fresh getting that like new turn on it. I would have
that
never expected.
New 2014 Winter Olympics games.
Yeah, it sounds like Sochi. That's what I can say.
Yeah.
Did they only do it like during certain events, like maybe like the bobsled run or something?
I don't know. I never played so. It. Never played a Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Oh, okay. You don't have
I just,
to.
I just stumbled upon this song and I was like, whoa. All right.
Yeah. You just stumbled over it and said, thank you, yoink.
Yeah, I said, uh-huh. Yoink.
Well, yeah. I guess it's my turn again. This one is actually from Yakuza 0 and Yakuza 2 Kiwami. And it is a song called As You Like It. Love this song. It's from the Yakuza game series, which is very masculine, I'll say, the game series. Just a lot of like guys being tough and honor and things like that. And then there's just a mini game where you take care of this cabaret club and you give them a makeover. And this is the song that plays when you're giving these girls a makeover.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that mini game, I played so much of it because it is so good. It's a game within a game. If that was its own game, I would play it.
I would too.
Yeah.
You tell me to pay $60 for a full version of that game, I'm all over it.
I'm in it. And it's got to have this song. I do love this song. There's something like about it that's just so catchy. And it, when you're just making over your girl, trying to get her like little circles, make her perfect, it's something. It just gives you a good feeling. I don't know. It's great.
I always love to hear songs with lyrics in on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Something about it makes, you know, it's like, well,
makes, makes you happy.
Yeah.
Makes you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I really like it. I mean, because you, each girl has like their own little backstory and everything. So mm-hmm. you take them out on dates and they tell you more about their personality. So when you're kind of making them over, you get kind of attached to them and you're like, I just want to make them look just right.
Yeah. I want to make their life good. You know, you might want to match their personality.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and the credit for that, the singer of that song was a singer called Mio.
Mio.
Mio, like the water flavoring?
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
As cool. The water flavoring's named after her.
Actually.
Oh. Yes, yeah. But so I guess to wrap it up, our final song of the episode, it's from 2064, Read Only Memories, which is a cyberpunk detective game. Not cyberpunk the game. Sorry. That's for a different episode. But yeah, let's hop right into it. Right, and that song was made by Too Mellow, and yeah, just captures that vibe of a noir deal. It just like I love like
a mystery,
yeah,
like a mystery is afoot.
Mm-hmm. Anytime I hear a saxophone, I'm always a sucker for a good noir with that. But the real classic saxophone and hit that button really good. It was a good song. Mm-hmm. Makes me want to play it. Makes me really interested in playing it just by hearing that song.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's worth a play. It's kind of like a point and click. And it's set in a Neo San Francisco, which is a lot like a movie we covered recently on Drive-In Double Feature.
What movie?
Trouble in Mind. Yeah, Trouble in Mind. Nice. But this one's a little more sci-fi. There's characters such as a bubblegum machine man, kind of like a
Benson.
Adventure Time. Benson,
yeah.
Regular Show.
Yeah, Regular Show.
What about Rattle Balls?
Oh shit!
Adventure Time.
Yeah.
The gumball guards or whatever.
Yeah. You're right. So yeah,
See?
weird stylistic stuff like that. Lots of pinks. It's really It's a really nice to look at game. Good stuff.
That wraps it up for BGM Podcast, huh?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Wow. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
Where else can people listen to you too?
Well, they could listen to us over on Drive-In Double Feature. Nathan and I discuss different movies you might see in a drive-in. We always have a good time where we cover two movies every week. Check us out Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nice. And you can catch that on MediaBoysPodcast.com. It's also on Spotify and Apple Podcast app.
Wherever you can get podcasts, yeah. It's there.
Hell yeah.
You can also check out Last Week on Game Pass if you're into gaming.
That's got me and Nathan on it. Or... Yeah.
But Ryan shows up a lot.
I do show up from time to time.
Also, mm-hmm. Media Boys Podcast, where we do it with Chris. And that's all on MediaBoysPodcast.com. If you want to go there, check out some stuff. Should be a good time.
Yeah, have a good rest of your day.
Catch us next week
on BGM Podcast.
Until next time.